Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. While addressing yet another mass shooting, President Biden says this cannot be the norm in the United States. This time, Texas public safety officials say a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, west of San Antonio. The gunman is among the dead. Biden is ordering flags flown at half-staff over government buildings, while also imploring congressional lawmakers to pass stricter gun control laws.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? It's time to turn this pain into action for every parent, for every citizen in this country. We have to make it clear to every elected official in this country. It's time to act.
Biden also pressed for stricter gun laws 10 years ago following the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. He addressed the nation earlier tonight after returning home from Asia. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, an even more contagious subvariant of Omicron is now the dominant COVID strain in the United States. Details from NPR's Rob Stein.
The subvariant, known as BA.2.12.1, spreads more easily than any other variant to come before it. That's one big reason why the U.S. is getting hit by yet another surge of infections. More than 100,000 new infections are being reported every day now, and experts think many more people are actually catching the virus every day, since so many people are testing themselves at home or not testing at all. This new super contagious subvariant doesn't appear to make people sicker, but so many people are catching the virus that the number of people getting so sick they're ending up in a hospital is on the rise again, too. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The highest court in Massachusetts is allowing a lawsuit against ExxonMobil to move forward. NPR's Laura Benshoff reports that the case centers on the energy giant's role in climate change.
In 2019, the Massachusetts Attorney General sued ExxonMobil, saying the company had misled consumers about the harm fossil fuels pose to the climate, which it had known about since the 1970s. It also alleged the oil and gas giant hid information from investors about the harms climate change poses to its business model. In court documents, ExxonMobil called this and other climate change lawsuits, quote, politically motivated efforts to silence, end quote, and tried to get it thrown out using a statute that protects free speech from baseless attacks. The Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court disagreed with that argument, saying in its ruling that that law doesn't apply to government enforcement actions. The case can continue to trial. Laura Benshoff, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has defeated Trump-backed challenger David Perdue for the Republican gubernatorial primary. Kemp will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in the general election. In a key U.S. Senate race in Georgia, incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock will face Trump-backed Republican Herschel Walker in November. The GOP hopes to gain seats in the Senate. Meanwhile, incumbent Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has defeated five fellow Republicans. She'll face the winner of a three-way Democratic primary. A San Francisco group that documents hate incidents is reporting new data showing fear and anxiety among Asian Americans over the age of 60. From member station KQED, Shireen Karim reports from Los Angeles.
The group Stop AIPI Hate has documented over 800 reports of hate against older Asian Americans in the past 2 years, and a quarter of those involved physical assault. Russell Jung, the group's co-founder, says fear of attacks is causing older Asian Americans to self-isolate.
They face sort of de facto segregation because they're avoiding taking public transit, they're avoiding certain locations and times, and that sort of limitation really does deny them the freedom of movement.
Jung says older people need more support on multiple levels, from community groups to state and federal agencies. For NPR News, I'm Shireen Karim in Los Angeles.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 48 points. The Nasdaq tumbled 270 points, and the S&P dipped 32. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. Asian markets are mostly higher. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.